This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Civic and governmental organizations across the world are marking International Women's Day on Friday. The more than 100-year-old celebration of women's social, economic, cultural, and political successes also includes calls for gender equality and more progress. Cities and towns are holding rallies and marches and sponsoring conferences and cultural events. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday called Democratic lawmakers' vote on an anti-bigotry resolution disgraceful because it didn't go far enough in condemning anti-Semitic comments.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace. And so does everybody else if you get an honest answer.
For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday condemned hateful speech of all forms in an attempt by Democrats to end a controversy over one of their own members' remarks deemed anti-Semitic by many. The measure condemned hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to U.S. values and aspirations, but it did not reprimand Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar by name after her remarks that some deemed anti-Semitic. President Trump says he will not sign a trade deal with China unless it is a very good deal. He made the comments Friday as he left the White House to tour tornado damage in the southern U.S. state of Alabama. The United States and China have been battling over trade tariffs since last year. The White House is planning a summit between Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Florida later this year. The trade dispute between the United States and China has begun to affect China's economic growth. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is warning of grave consequences to military relations between the United States and Turkey should Ankara purchase a Russian surface-to-air missile system. Chief Pentagon spokesman Charlie Summers said those consequences would encompass losing U.S. military sales to Turkey, including the long-awaited sale of the United States' new F-35 Joint Strike Fighter Jet. Washington fears the sophisticated radar of Russia's S-400 system would compromise the F-35 technology, which was developed to elude Russian-made systems. Ankara insists the S-400 offers the best value for its need and poses no threat to NATO systems. President Trump said he would be very disappointed if North Korea is resuming nuclear testing after his recent meeting with its leader, Kim Jong-un. Trump said he has greatly improved U.S. relations with North Korea during his time in office. North Korea state media said for the first time Friday that the summit made no advances and its people were blaming the U.S. for the lack of agreement. The power outages that hit most of Venezuela Thursday continued into early Friday. The blackout hit most of the country's 23 states. The capital, Caracas, usually spared electrical cuts, was also struck at the peak of rush hour. Officials said the hydroelectric station at the Guri Dam had been sabotaged, but offered no evidence. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro suggested the U.S. had a role in the outages. The SpaceX Dragon unlocked from the International Space Station early Friday and returned to Earth. NASA announcer Dan Hewitt says it wrapped up its six-day test flight as expected, with a splash in the Atlantic Ocean.
That splashdown came right on time, 5:45 a.m. Pacific, 8:45 a.m. over on the East Coast. The teams that have been ready and waiting, they were staged just a few nautical miles away. They're going to start moving in now. You can see those two fast approach boats already speeding their way towards the capsule.
The Dragon brought supplies and equipment to the space station. The United States and the Taliban took a one-day break Friday from marathon 11 days of talks in Qatar aimed at concluding a deal for ending Afghanistan's 18-year war. A top U.S. military official, however, has spoken of some obstacles negotiators are trying to overcome. The process is expected to resume on Saturday. The United Nations top envoy in South Sudan offered a mixed picture of progress Friday as that country tries to move towards peace after more than 5 years of civil war. Overall levels of political-related violence are down, but fundamental issues remain to be resolved. Then David Shearer said, "The significant challenge now is to maintain the momentum of the peace process." I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.